We had a really nice day today. We went out and done a little bit of shopping of things that we needed to get. God is really with us and he's for us, and he never leaves us or forsakes us, no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what's going on in your circumstances. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the answer comes, it's a tree of life. And God has always got the answers for us when we go to him, when we give him our desires, when we get focused and we know what we want. Sometimes we can just walk through life, pray to God, we fellowship. But what has God got for you? You know, and God knows how to work with each and every one of us. He knew how to work with Moses. He knew how to get Moses' faith to the point that Moses would act on the instructions that God wanted him to do, to go into Pharaoh and say, let my people go. And God was with him and encouraged him each step of the way. He worked with Abraham's faith. And he encouraged him that, you know, what God said he's going to do, he's going to do. And he had to wait 25 years for that promise. But God knew how to keep him going. God knew how to keep him moving. God knew how to encourage him. God worked with Isaac. You know, when all there was a famine in the land and everyone was going to Egypt, God said to Isaac, wait here, sow in this land, in a barren land, because it was a famine. And God multiplied Isaac's seed 100 times. And made him very rich, because that's God's heart and desire. But he had to listen to what God was telling him to do. God worked with David. He worked with Joshua also after the death of Moses. You imagine how daunting task that must have been for him to begin, and God had to encourage him and work with his faith. God says to him, you know, you meditate in this law, the things that I've given you. And he muttered those things from his mouth. He muttered the promises of God. God says, I'm going to give you wherever you put your foot, that is your land. That is your territory. And God is working in each and every one of us. And he knows how to work with our faith. He knows how to get us from the pit to the palace. We've heard the wonderful testimonies tonight. People were in different places in their life and their walk. But then God has been working with people's faith. Some people respond immediately and can see it and desire, their hearts are open. Others have more stuff to take care of, and so God works and positions that person, that individual, to really move with God. And once we get into that place with God, then we go to him and he will put his desires in our heart. And when we respond to God and we give those desires back, yes God, I want to move your word, I want to declare your word, I want to see people come from darkness to light. And then God shows us what to do. So we see the examples in the scriptures when Jesus said, you know, we pray to the Lord of the harvest, and that God will send forth and throw out those laborers into the harvest. There's many people in life right now all around you that are in darkness, that have no hope, that have no direction. But God is a God of deliverance, and he needs you. You are very important to God. He saved you, and he put his spirit in you. He's put his word in your heart and in your mouth, and all you got to do is declare it. But it all depends where your focus is. You know, sometimes we allow situations come in where we won't speak when we should speak. But when we do everything with God, trusting in him, then he will open up those doors greatly. Like in Proverbs, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. In all your ways. David was a man after God's own heart. God made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. If we want to know God's ways and how he really moves and how he really operates, then we got to have a desire for God. You know, it's a love for God above all things. You know, a love for God above anything else in this world and what this world's got to offer. And when we go to him, then he will start to show us our ways as we are humble, as we are meek, as we are disciplined, and as we are ready to do what God wants us to do. For many years, even as a young believer, I was full of fear. You know, I would worry about losing my mind. I would worry about so many different things. But when I started to understand that who I am in Christ, that God had made available to me everything, healing, direction, peace, abundance, prosperity, health, strength, then I wanted to manifest all that God made available. See, you are complete in Christ. It says in Colossians, you are complete. Jesus Christ has paid the price for every area of life and living. He paid for your emotional and mental things that we've gone through. He's paid that. He was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin. He kept his focus with God. And when we look at his life and example, he walked perfectly with the Father. He had his challenges. He had things come against him. But he always went to God. Every day when you wake up, give your day to God. Set your heart free. It doesn't matter how you feel. You know, in that sense that, oh, you know, I feel really anxious today, or I feel spaced out, or I don't know what to do. What we do in those times is go to God, Father, this is not who you made me to be. And I come to you and I thank you that you are the God of deliverance. You are the God of light. See, the enemy wants us to focus on the persecution, the tribulation, the worries, the fears, the doubts. And so if he can get us to focus there, and if we're not walking in that newness of life, if we're not spiritually minded, then we will keep going down that road. But when we become spiritually minded, focused with God, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. When we're trusting in God, God gives us that perfect peace. And then we just become still and know that he is God. We wait for that voice. We listen for that voice. We listen for that direction. We listen for that encouragement. And God will give it to you every day. Every day when you wake up, if you go through a situation where you feel uncertain, you remember that you are anchored to the rock Christ Jesus, that you are righteous before God, that you have direct access to the throne. You have direct access to God, and we can come boldly before the throne of grace to find that mercy, that help in the time of need. So we've seen that through Danny and Amber's testimonies and Rebecca's testimonies, God had been working in their hearts to come near, to connect. See, we can all go to God. All of us have got that direct access to God, and we can all go to him. But we need each other as well. We are the one body of Christ. And God set up gift ministers in that body of Christ to minister to the needs of God's people and also for the perfecting of the saints. It's through the gift ministers that God gives the direction, the encouragement, the right way to move, the right way to follow. And we've got the scriptures that we can also see whatever that gift minister's saying, does it line up with what God is saying? So there is an order. God is a God of order. He's not the God of confusion. But God is the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So when we do what God shows us to do, when we practice those things that God says we can do, and he encourages us to do, then we benefit greatly. We need to practice the things of God. So speaking in tongues, it is something that God really wants you to do. See, God reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and he gave us Holy Spirit. He gave us Spirit to walk like Jesus Christ did, to have communication with God like Jesus Christ did. When God looks at you, he sees his Son. Now, you've got that Spirit of God in you. You've got the nature of Jesus Christ in you. That's why you can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. The defining factor is where we set our minds and what we feed our minds. We can have many different doctrines. There's many different doctrines out there. And some sound really nice, some sound really good. I've listened to many of them. And I've been encouraged by some. And I've been blessed by some. But I want to, my desire is to give people what works. The things that I know that God has shown me from the scriptures, the things that I've also been encouraged, and the things that I do, and I've seen them work for me. And how they work for me, they work for everyone, because God is not a respecter of persons. But he that believes God and works righteousness with God is accepted with God, and what he gives to one, that is following him, he gives to another. But God has freely given us all things. So how do we tap into that? How do we bring that spiritual those spiritual realities into manifestation. It's that we get that encouragement in our heart and also our confession. And the greatest thing that a lot of people fail to do, they get blessed when they hear, but they don't do the things. And that is like 70% of a lot of people, why they're not manifesting these things with God. So when I really got focused with God and God showed me about my confession, I started to change my language, the things that I declared. And then my heart and mind started to change, and my mind become more spiritually minded and more focused with God. So, you know, God showed me, instructed my heart to encourage people with what they say. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So our words are very powerful. Jesus told the disciples, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe in his heart and doubt not, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So what you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth, negative or positive, will absolutely come to pass. It's a law, and it works for saint and sinner alike. But when we've got God's word energized in our heart, and we're declaring his promises out of our mouth, and we believe it, we will start to manifest and see the changes. We will start to receive, you know, these wonderful blessings of God, the direction, the deliverance, the help, the wisdom. God says, if you lack wisdom, ask me and I will give you wisdom. Also, God says that, you know, that you can have that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. God says, I'll be with your mouth. When you open it, I will fill it. Open your mouth and speak and declare. So when you're on your own is the key thing. You know, what are you like when you're by yourself? What are you like when you're not with other believers? Where does your mind wander? Or where does it focus on? So sometimes we can allow these emotions in us, and those emotions can direct where our thinking goes. Oh, I don't feel so good today. Oh, you know, nothing seems to be moving. You know, I've had all these challenges myself, right? So what do I do when that comes to my mind? I say no. God's word is moving all over the world, and God is bringing his laborers to me. I desire those laborers. I start saying what God says. So I practice the things of God. So to really manifest this wonderful blessings from God, we practice. We become focused. We use what is available also. So this connection, so Danny and Amber from their free will heart, and Becky and others, they decide to come. I didn't, you know, I encourage them to connect. That's my job. You know, like, okay, if you really want to move, then connect. This is a big, big deal. You know, even though we're all free in Christ, we can all go to God. God would have us connect somewhere to get real encouragement, sound words, words that lift our faith, words that gives us things to practice and do. So my connection, when I really focused in and connected to my teacher, then I get great words of encouragement, great words of instruction, and great words of direction. And I, you know, I know God speaking these things by this person's mouth. So I take it to my heart, and then I go and do it. So what do? Then I practice the same way. So there's people that come to me. So then I go to God, Father, you need to give me what I need to give to them. And then, Father, that you work in their hearts to receive these words, that they don't take it as the words of Lawrence, but they take it as it is the word of God. Just like in Thessalonica, you know, Paul said, we thank God that when you received our words, you received it not as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh in you. See, these are living words, living words. And, you know, God's got his living word in the scriptures, but he's also got the living word in the tables of your heart. He's written it in your heart, not by ink, but it's by the spirit of the living God. It's by the power of God that people get direction. It's by the power of God that eyes are opened and people get healed. So God wants us to be very bold. He wants us to, you know, really focus in. So I don't know your desires. And this is a great thing that we're having this leaders meeting on Sunday, because you can really share your desires. God doesn't want you stayed where you are. He wants you to, you know, in your walk, in your manifestation of his blessings and direction, he wants you to really manifest the power of God, not just by speaking or healing, but he wants you to experience and bring into manifestations those blessings he's got in your life. So when Sangate done this wonderful class, How to Heal the Sick and Cast Out Devils, and then he was showing us that, you know, we work with people's faith. We give them testimonies. We share about the things that God's done, whether it's personal testimonies, testimonies of other people, or testimonies from the scriptures where Jesus Christ healed people. We build people's faith. And that the person that desires healing needs to come for that healing from their heart, believing they're going to receive, you know, and then we work with them and then we minister and then they receive that as it's done. You know, just like we see, like with the woman with the issue of blood, you know, she said in her heart, if I just touch the hem of his garments, I shall be made whole. She had an expectation. So with these great principles that we learned, that Sangate taught us from How to Heal the Sick and Cast Out Devils, and literally cast them out, they have to obey us. Our words have great authority. God also wants us to prosper. Prosper in our hearts. Abundance starts in the heart. So when our hearts and minds are healed, and when we got the richness of God's words living and dwelling in us and activated in us, then when we start to do the things with purpose and with heart and with focus and with expectation, then we start to manifest. And I was sharing with a couple of people that, you know, just as much as God wants you to be healed, he wants you to manifest his blessings. He wants you to have an abundance. He wants you to be blessed, to be a blessing. Now the focus is not money. The focus is God. The love is not money. The love is God. Okay, so we got to remember this, that we focus our whole heart on God first. He's our first love. We're not in it for that. But we know God wants us to have it. So how do we receive it? Okay, one way is by honoring God. That's a great place to start. And expecting. God wants us in a place to be blessed, to be a blessing, where we've got plurality to really bless, even after our own honouring God. God wants us to help people, to bring people out, you know, that there may be a need and that you've got that to help. And like when we look for all the records in Deuteronomy chapter 8, God says, I've given you power to get wealth. You know, when you get your houses, when you get your money, when you get your gold and your silver, don't forget it, it's me that's blessed you with that. See, God mentions money. God mentions money quite a lot. He mentions about prosperity. And people are scared of it. If a minister talks about money or about honouring God, oh, he's in it for the money. All he thinks about is the money. Oh, he's gone after the money. No, it's an area of our life which is very important. Let me give you an example of what I mean. When I was growing up, we didn't have any, right? My mum was always on the bread line, under the bread line. And she used to worry about that. Now that worry got to her heart and it affected her body. She used to think she had everything wrong with her. And the main cause of it was worry, fears and doubts. You know, never having enough, just getting by. But she was brought up with a mindset of that, you know, if you get a piece of bread, you know, you should be thankful. And we should be thankful for everything that we got. We're thankful for the little things and we're thankful for the greater things. And so my mindset was always brought up into, you know, we should just get by. And if you've got anything more than that, then, you know, well, you know, something's wrong somewhere. You know, so this is not the right heart. So just as much as God wants you healed, God also wants you to really benefit and prosper. He wants you in a place to be blessed, to be a blessing. And so when we really focus with God and do it from our hearts unto him, not to get that stuff, like we're just obeying God, but we're doing it with an expectation so that we can be in that position to shine as lights and really help people and to help other people to get what you've experienced because you've practiced those things with God. So when I get shared stuff with, like when I hear about the wonderful testimonies in India, I hear about the wonderful healings and miracles and the people being delivered from devil spirits, insane people being healed and having the right mind again, people being raised from the dead. When I hear that stuff, it's giving me instructions. Okay, if you do this, you can also see this. If you expect it, can you see? And it's the same with all the other areas of life and living. God didn't just take care of one aspect. We read in 2 Corinthians 8 that Jesus became poor so that we become rich in every area of life. Every area of life. That's the abundant life. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants you to have an abundant life, a prosperous life, a happy life. Happyville. So really, the best place to be is like wealth includes everything. Health, energy, strength, good thoughts, good speech, good words, good fellowship, great relationships, a clear mind, a clear conscience. That's being wealthy with God. And so we should be manifesting in every area of our life if we're practicing the things that God is encouraging us to do. And God doesn't respond to fear. So if we do things hesitantly, then don't expect anything. But if you do things with faith, okay, God, I trust you. I trust you. Let's read Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. It's just come to my mind. Proverbs chapter 3. And we've all read these verses, right? But let's read them again. Let's read how it flows. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust. So trust is faith and confidence, right? Trust in the Lord. Trust in Jehovah. Jehovah is that God will be to you what you need him to be in your life. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So what comes from the heart? Faith. And lean not unto your own understanding. What comes from our own understanding at times? Fear, worries, doubts, right? The things that we've learned. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Like God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He will show you what to do. He will show you the direction to take. He will show you where to connect. He will show you where you're going to get the encouragement that he wants you to have. Be not wise in thine own eyes. And that's half of our trouble at the time. Being wise and, oh, I know better than this, I'm not going to go there. But if God's directing you, you know, he'll be pushing on your heart, then do it. Don't let what other people say to you hinder you or stop you or sway you. But if you know God is doing something in your heart, you do it with all your might unto God, not unto anyone else. Be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, stick away from those things that bring you down. And it says, it shall be what? Health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. That's where life is. That's where life flows. Honour the Lord with thy substance. Then he goes on to say this. Honour the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And so shall thy presses burst out with new wine. So God is saying, look, do this. I want you to be blessed in your heart, in your mind, in your thinking, in your direction, and in your prosperity and living. I want you so blessed that you can bless other people. Because there's only so much you can do with so much money, right? If you've got the roof over your head, if you've got the things that you need, and also the things that you desire, how much more do you need? So we're blessed to be a blessing. God wants us to be great stewards of the things he gives us. Stewards of the ministry, of the mystery, should I say. Stewards of our thoughts. Stewards of our hearts. Stewards of our practical things, our money, our resources, our time, our energy. These things are just so important. The way I share the things is because I know I'm instructing people. I know I'm helping people. And some people don't like what I say. But I'm saying what God's putting in my heart, what he's inspiring me to say, because I don't worry about what people think of me. Years ago, I used to worry about what people thought of me. So I would go with the narrative of everybody else. but we're all individuals. And God is working us individually. And to encourage. So there's a way that God will work in me, and there's a way that God will work in you. And when we bring it together in faith, then great things happen. You can't put anyone in a box, guys. And it's so easy to judge. Are you doing these things? If you do these things with joy. See, once we've got some understanding, then we can do things with joy. You know, God gives to a man which is good in his sight wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Because when you know what you're doing, you can do it with joy. When you're learning something, you know, you've got to practice it until you become fully persuaded in it. So God wants us to be really blessed. He wants us to be really encouraged. He wants us to be like-minded. He wants us to speak the same thing. He wants us to walk by the same rule. And also recognizing that there are gift ministers in the body. It doesn't mean to say they're bigger than you, they're better than you, but God is a God of order. And God has a way that he communicates. In the Old Testament, we see it. He worked in the prophets. He spoke by the prophets, right? What did it say in 2 Corinthians 20:20? I spoke it last week. Believe God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Then I showed you Ezra 6:14. You know, where they had the commandments to build the temple. They had the commandments from God. They had the commandments from the leaders at the time. But it says they prospered through the prophesying of the prophets, right? And this word prophesying was inspired teachings, what God was given in lifetime. So we got the base, the scriptures, which is our base, which is for the men of God. That's what it says. That's who it was addressed to. And then we got these wonderful live words from God in lifetime that's ministering directly to the hearts, to the ones that are humble, the ones that are ready to receive, the ones that are ready to do. We listen to too many people, we come up with a contradiction because we think, well, so-and-so said this, and I like that guy, because that guy's really good. He's really established in the church world. But I also like this guy over here, and he's saying slightly different. Oh, and here's this guy, Lawrence, he's saying something different again. How do you know? You got the Spirit of God as well as the scriptures. The way that you really put it to work and the acid test is by doing the things and then get the results. The fruit tells the story. The results tell the story. So what doctrine we speak, the things that God is working in our heart, the sound doctrine, which is the words from God, that will produce the fruit. And we've seen this again in India. Our example. God has given us an example this day. Thessalonica was a model church, was an example. India is an example. This is how you can do it, guys. And we're either going to do it that way with the Spirit of God, being led by God, or we're going to do it without fearing. Over here in England, I don't know what it's like in the USA, you know, you can have driving lessons. And you could be a really good driver through the driving lessons, but you cannot have your license until you pass the theory. You've got to take a theory test. And lots of people fall down on the theory test, right? They may be brilliant at driving. Oh, sorry, you can't do it unless you've got the theory. And it's a bit like us. Unless you've taken this class or that class or been around these certain teachers, you can't walk by the Spirit. But it's rubbish. We can walk by the Spirit of God. You don't need the classes to do that. That's why God gave you that Spirit. What if the Bibles were taken out of the world right now? What would we do? So God has given us that Spirit. He's also given us the scriptures. We can go to the scriptures as we're led by God. And those scriptures are also life. They're living because it come from God, right? So we don't neglect the scriptures. I do not neglect the scriptures. I want to be very clear about that. I go to those scriptures. I work them for me. In fact, a lot of the things I've been learning, I'm seeing even bigger now. And it's just so very simple. God really wants us to go to him. He wants us to have a great expectation. He wants you to understand he's with you. He loves you. He's for you. He's delivered you. You have a sound mind. You have a great heart. You've got the Spirit of God dwelling in you mightily. And you can do great and mighty things with God. And it's like with Danny and Amber starting their fellowship, as I said to Amber, look, this fellowship has nothing to do with me. This is between you and God. My job is just to encourage you to go to God. He's put this desire in your heart. So you don't have to report to me nothing. You just do what God is putting in your heart. And we let people free. We encourage them the right direction. And the ones that do it, they'll come back. They'll come back. Okay, I really want to speak with you. And like, I think it was 4 times in a row last week, they won't mind me saying, like, I'm sat at home and I'm thinking, oh, it's a bit quiet today. Got next minute Danny and Amber. The next day it was Danny and Amber come up and they just wanted more and more and more. And I'm like, okay. And God has given me more and more to share. And it was really encouraging to me. Because, you know, a leader, man, he can just speak and speak all the time and people just listen and listen and not do. He get discouraged, as well as the people. And my desire from my youth is still the same now, to really move with God, to really encourage God's people, and that you can do. God is not a respecter of persons. If you want to do a fellowship, you begin it. If you want to move the word all over the world and where you are, you can do it. You go to God, say, God, this is my desire. I really want to see great things happen. And Father, I'll do what you show me to do. I do the things that I know I should do from my heart unto you, because my love is on you. I want to be a man and woman after your own heart. And God really wants you to enjoy life. It's not a struggle. We shouldn't have to struggle all the time. Maybe we did when we began, you know, because we were learning the things. But it's as we practice the things, we see that God is really for us. It was by grace we were saved, not because of who we knew, and not because of who we was connected to. It was through, because of the preaching of the word, right? We're saved by grace. It's God does the work. He's organizing it all. He's directing your life. And to that point, you get born again, and then you go to him, and he's still directing. He's ordering your steps. So God really wants you encouraged, guys. He really wants you to have everything that he's made available in Christ Jesus. Everything. Because you are complete. All things are yours. And God wants you to freely enjoy it. You've received it freely. He wants you to enjoy it. And he wants you to share it with other people. Let other people know what's available. Let other people know about our mighty, powerful God. He's a God of light. He's a God of deliverance. He's a God that heals to the utmost. He saves to the utmost. In other words, the worstest person in the world, if they receive Jesus as Lord, they're saved. That's our mighty God. That's the mercy of God as well as the grace. And so he wants you successful, but it's up to you. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to give up to go up? Because we've all got our own ways. We've all got our bad habits and areas. But as we start walking by that Spirit and doing what God says, then that just falls off. We don't have to focus on renewing our minds. We focus on walking with God. And as we do that, our minds are being renewed. So there's no effort on our part. It's just our focus. So God really loves you. And God is working with you. He's the fountain of living water. That's where we go to. We go to the fountain of living water. The God of all our supply, the God of deliverance, the God of love, the God of compassion, the God of mercies, and his mercies are new every morning, so is his compassions. If you're going through a little bit of a challenging time in some area, it may not be the mind or the heart or the body, it might be finances, it might be relationships, it's only for a season. And God changes the seasons and makes them great seasons. You know, so we don't focus on the negatives. If you've got a challenge coming up, think, okay, that's a challenge. It's underneath my feet. I will overcome this. I will walk around it. I will walk over it. I will walk through it. I am more than a conqueror, because that's who God says I am. And I speak to this mountain, and I tell it to get out of the way. And then we say what we want. I am blessed. I have the wisdom of God. I am spiritually minded. I'm walking in newness of life. I'm walking in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power. I am speaking those words of life. And then as you do that, it becomes a part of you. Because that's who you really are. The real you comes out. And then God opens those doors. I am blessed. I am liked. I am loved. I am understood. People do love to hear what I got to say. And we say these things because, you know what, I've had to say those things myself because I'm pretty direct in how I say things. This is just how I am as an individual anyway. You know, sometimes what I say comes over people. People find it challenging. But you can guarantee, you can listen back to this sharing And you can go to the scriptures and you can verify everything I've said, because that's the truth. So we're not in it to favour anyone. We're in this to do what God called us to do. He saved us. He's given us a great life that we can have if we choose to. If we choose to walk in those blessings, we choose to follow his ways. And not only that, guys, but we're also born again to win other people. In other words, to reconcile people back to God through that ministry of reconciliation. We've got the same ministry of reconciliation Jesus Christ had. He reconciled people and connected them to God. And that's what we do. So when I said to Danny and Amber, look, your fellowship is between you and God. You're reconciled to God. You came. You desired. You asked. And God was able to give me words to give to you. And you also seen in the scriptures as well. And you done it. You practiced. You became a doer. Now you became a manifester as well of what God wants you to manifest. So this is what I wanted to share. And God bless your wonderful heart.